AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says consumer inflation cooled last month, but prices are still high. At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says more work needs to be done.
When you see eggs and milk and products like that at the grocery store going down, they're lower than they were a year ago. That's important. And so when you see 14.8 million jobs being created in this administration, that's important. When you see unemployment under 4%, that's important. But obviously, we're going to continue to do the work to make sure that we do everything that we can to lower costs.
Stocks are deep in negative territory, in part because of the inflation numbers. Next stop is the House for a bill to provide more aid for Ukraine. Republicans are digging in opposition. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says a lot is at stake.
It sends messages not just to allies and partners, but to potential adversaries as well, that the United States can't be counted on, that we're not interested in being a leader on the world stage, that we aren't going to be able to stand by our commitments to allies and partners.
Speaker Mike Johnson cast new doubts on the package, making clear it could be weeks or months before Congress sends a bill to President Biden's desk, if at all. Officials say Israel and Hamas are making progress in ceasefire and hostage release talks. More from the AP's Joseph Fetterman.
These efforts have been going on for several weeks, and so far there have been no breakthroughs. Israel wants Hamas to release the more than 100 hostages it's holding in Gaza. In return, Hamas wants Israel to free thousands of Palestinian prisoners it's holding. It also wants an end to Israel's war in Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press on until total victory against Hamas. Three separate unions representing flight attendants at major airlines around the country are picketing and holding rallies at 30 airports as they push for new contracts and higher wages. This is AP News. Sunday's Super Bowl was the most watched TV program in U.S. history.
The Super Bowl averaged 123.4 million viewers on CBS, Nickelodeon, Univision, and Paramount Plus, as well as on the NFL's digital platforms, according to Nielsen and Adobe Analytics. That was a 7% increase over last year's ratings. Nielsen says a record 202.4 million people watched at least part of the game, a 10% increase from last year. Why the jump? It was only the second Super Bowl ever to go into overtime, and there was the Taylor Swift effect. But Nielsen also counted viewers differently. It started including out-of-home viewers in limited markets for its ratings starting in 2020, but this year it was from all 50 states. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Coca-Cola is reporting higher-than-expected revenue in the fourth quarter as growth in Mexico, Germany, and other markets offset lower demand in the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.